could, Mr. Gaw, could there ever be an investigation that's so one-sided that it could create an inference of anti-male bias?
Perhaps. And John Rule 1 talks about a situation where if the evidence points substantially in one direction and the investigators go exactly the opposite direction, that might create.
And there's actually quite a few, there's cases that go both ways in this area over the last couple of years. And the Sixth and Seventh Circuit, I think, have let cases go forward to trial. They all have their different facts, but, I think in at least one of them, kind of a one-sided investigation was a factor. In another, I think it might have been the Department of Education's guidance letter. So it's a mix of different cases, but the cases seem to accept that some of those factual issues can create an inference that maybe get you over a motion to dismiss more easily than a motion for summary judgment, obviously.